Mashalama kala makala masida makala magala. O kamashila kala sila hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. For I, the Lord, have chosen this day for those out there listen, those who will hear. Those who will not hear, go your own way, because I say this message is only for those who will receive it. If it doesn't come to your heart, just don't listen. But those that listen should take heed, lest any time they find themselves slipping away from the Lord their God from heaven. For I see everything what you've done from your childhood till this day, and I wish for my people to realize that my coming is very soon. Why has men interfered in my name so much? They came in my name and had interfered. What does that mean? It means those who claim to have my calling, they interfere when I'm speaking. They didn't realize that my word was just a guidebook, that they needed also my word personally. I was able to touch the hearts of my people. I was able to move upon them, but they've never figured that out. They thought that was the book of Acts, and that's for those people of that day. It's not for now, and they figured out that everything is under their control. Well, I let you know, said the Spirit of God, it is under my control. And I don't wish that my people to walk in themselves to my spirit no longer. Men, pastors, workers have hindered my work. They've hindered my second coming. For I've seen that my people needed to come to me a few years before this day expires. Because I say the longer that I allow my second coming to be hindered from making its time arrival, there'll be more souls lost. Every day that I do not hasten this to my will, their souls will lose out. I say truly, if you could see what I see, there's many. And if I did not shorten that day, that even myself, those that are in this room, you would miss it too. It's only by my grace that my people are saved. And I say the new people, the young people of this world, it's going to be hard on them because they cannot see this. They cannot see this approach because their peers of yesterday didn't walk in my spirit. They walked in flesh so much that my little ones this day, they don't believe in my spirit. They believe in men's philosophy, and I say my pastors, my leaders have done a very great job, and they've made it look so easy that many have taken to it, because I say they painted a picture that pride is all over my churches, pride is everywhere, and my pastors are full of it. My people need to realize that pride will separate you from the heart of your God. You must come out of that pride, that evilness that dissolves my people. And it dissolves them because a new person can be shiny clean. And when pride gets in them, they're infected from Satan's hand, his link, and they lose the influence. They lose the power that I once generated to them by my spirit. And their life starts deteriorating in things we should abstain from. When I have called my people that you must live a holy life, it's been for a reason. Because if you have sin in your life, you will miss that day. I say through the process of time, you have never learned this, many of you, but it was through the gift of my son Jesus, my son, that made this all possible. And when you come against his power, because he said that you need to be endued with power from on high, that you might have the one that would guide you and direct you through life's toils, these latter hours. Without that extra help, thou cannot face what thou hast faced. And I say the proof's in the pudding. I say my people are not where you should be. I say you do things, you say things, you're not really walking by the Spirit at all. You're walking in your own mechanical church. You're walking in things that you thought of. You invested in it. I say these false accusations from Satan has a way of moving upon you with priorities, that those priorities take over as first choices. And so my church deteriorates from the power of my spirit and then find themselves in a place of disillusions. And I say, unless a man has a new heart, a new spirit within him, he is none of mine. If not, my word says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Former things have passed away. Behold, all things become new. But I say, when you have the infection of sin in your life, and it's taught to you, and you're a young person, that pretty soon you find it great attraction to go that way, and they tell you what to abstain from. It's just that you got to make sure you're at their church every week, and you got to make sure you're to all the Bible studies and all these things, that they have the upper hand on you. Because men, in their own selves, want to have the leadership of other men. They don't believe this, but it's true. Men love to be admired by other men. Women also. It causes a great dampening of my spirit. People get moody. Their own ways are centered in their own philosophies. And they walk in a way that's without hope, without strength. And I say, many see after a while, they say, when I'm coming soon, they don't wish this to happen. Because I say the church is not ready. The church is walking their own philosophy, their own direction, their own calling, and in their own lustful ways, and in their own selfishness, their own ways is distant from my spirit. And they find themselves losing the strength that they had from heaven. But they wish not to let no man know what their heart is, so they just start saying, we're going to keep going on for God, and God will hear us because we're God's people. And that's where it's at. They're saying they're God's people. But God is the one, that only one that can tell us all if we're His people. He chose us, and we're directed by His Spirit. Where His Spirit is, there is life. There's precious gifts of love. There's joy. There's peace. There's contentment. When you reach out, you see people healed. You see people saved. You see people delivered, but you don't see that nowhere. You don't see people delivered because the one that's there to deliver you is bound himself. The bondage that he bound to set you free, he has bondage himself. And men that look at you with great judgment a lot of times are full of lust. They have great swelling words. It's my word that says I'm against those things. I wish my people to walk in my precious love. What they would say is from the Spirit of God. They would not walk in the leanness of the fractions that cause many to fail. They would walk in a holy direction. They would have a dedication of the love from heaven. They would not be bound no longer upon the traditions of man. They'd be set free. But I say, oh man, oh woman, you can see that my church is not set free. They're in bondage. This is right. It's from heaven. And I say, this message is from the Lord your God. And I said, this man is thinking, he doesn't know nothing, but I use him. He's just a vessel. But I'm speaking these words through him this day. If thou can believe it, thou can be touched. But I say, if thou dost not receive it, thou art going to be damned. Because I say, I'm coming soon. And I say, many are going to come against my fivefold ministry. But I say, my fivefold ministry, yes, it's not in vogue in this day, but it should be. Because it's for the pastor, the prophet, evangelist, teacher. All these things are from me. My church would be directed by my spirit. That is the only part of my church that's not working. It's the spirit. Yes, everything you've learned how to do, all the rest of my people, you've learned how to act poised, oh, that you're holier than me, that you're a blessing, and you're so high, so mighty, but yet you're full of dead men's bones. You're full of iniquity. You're full of the things that brings people down. And you're going to find that day that you have caused many to lose out on heaven, you're going to find that day that those people that you should have saved are going to be in hell with you. And I say, oh man, oh woman, Do not put this burden upon nobody, because it's upon yourself. Thou must seek me, and you shall surely find me. My word is declared. What this man is saying is true. We must start serving your Lord. And when you serve, you, even though you fail me, he's failed me time and time again, but you got to restructure yourself. You got to keep on until you walk as an overcomer. My church does not see that. There's not no overcomers anywhere they look. They're overcome with sin. They're overcome with problems. They're overcome with nasty tales, with the hasting of the mind, the quickening of things, doing hastily when you're supposed to pray for found things. You're going to, let's wait upon the Spirit, and they do not listen. You do not listen to the love of God that's upon you. You're failing because you're listening to a drummer of many colors. This drummer that you're hearing has a way of soothing you. Like music has a way. Many my people was a special calling in music. But I say many in this last hour have been taken up with music, and music has a evilness within it. It has a beat of Satan. It has a command of Satan. It has a way to drive upon your heart, to bring lust in your heart. It has a way to bring you down. And anything that brings you down, you know it's not from me. It's from the evil one. You can cast in all your cares upon me, as I care for you. You need to resist the enemy. My church, you don't resist him at all. You're in bed with him. You're hand in hand with him. My people need to be alive this day. Work that's done in the Spirit will live on. Great things that done in the flesh will die. You can have a great thing, it's all going to die. I'm not going to say it's going to be judged like it would if it wasn't a great thing, but it's not going to have the emphasis on it. It's in the Spirit. In my church, there is no emphasis at all on the Spirit. Does not my word say in that day that you must worship me in spirit and truth? Where is the Spirit? You have the truth, you should know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. But you have not put it together. You have not sought for the truth from heaven. You need to bind the things that are wicked, loose the things that are greatness, that you must choose. You just never know that you should choose the things that bring you up to a higher calling. But I say my church is going down instead of, it's a process of growing, but it's not a process of dying. And that's what my church has done. It's dying out. It's dying out, just dead on the vine, says the Spirit of God. Brother Clint, would you pray?
Father, I just thank you for the mighty Holy Ghost and how you showed up here in Brother Freedom's apartment, Father. I just ask you to help me too, Lord, because I need your touch too. I think we all of us down here are very needy. Help us, O God, that we won't miss out on the good things that you have for us, so we won't disappoint you anymore. I'm sorry for the times I've disappointed you, O God. Thank you for helping me to go a degree higher every day by the power of the Holy Ghost, and touch these listeners in Jesus' name. Amen.